Everybody, it's your man Headcrackin'. This is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation. Now, we're hoping you're ready to cut loose, forget about your troubles, and have a good time, because we are here to entertain you. Big up to the L.A. crew. Big up to the Atlanta crew at home. Here's what's going down. Now, coming up, you won't believe the latest glam picture that Kylie Jenner shared. And is Hugh Dancy happy his wife, Claire Danes, had a one-night stand? And later in the show, Andrew Foyne sits down with the cast of the new animated movie, Scoob, which, of course, is about Scooby-Doo. But first, Chewy, what you got, homie?
All right, ever since our girl Meghan Markle has become royalty, people have been coming out of the woodwork talking about her, all right? Shaw's the Sunset star Nima Vand was friends with the Duchess of Sussex way back when, and he says that she was a teenage heartbreaker. Damn. They went to different high schools, but they were friends for a while, all right? Check this out. Nima says, we were at a party one time, and she sat on my lap. She got nose to nose with me, and for a 16-year-old guy, that is an emotional moment, okay? Yes, it is an emotional moment. Can you imagine?
Yeah,
can you imagine the Duchess of Sussex sitting on your lap during the party? OMG, all right?
Right.
So, check. We're gonna do a scene right now. We're going to reenact this whole scene right now with Heidi and Frank. All right, Heidi, you're going to play Megan, and Frank, you're going to play Nima. All right, you good? She said to me in Farsi,
you're so beautiful.
How do you know Farsi?
I learned it for you.
End scene.
End scene. Good job, you guys.
Brent couldn't even believe it.
You're an actress. How did it feel playing Megan and playing with a man's emotions like that, Heidi?
Oh, I love playing with men's emotions. That's my favorite thing to do.
Just not their genitals. Okay, I love this story. A while back, Claire Danes talked about the relationships that she had before she married her husband, actor Hugh Dancy. She said that after a bunch of long-term relationships, she had a one-night stand and got her palate cleansed.
I gotta get my palate clean.
She admitted this in an interview on SiriusXM, and Hugh addressed his wife's story. He said, I can only say I'm really glad that my wife chose to have a one-night stand with an inadequate lover.
Oh! Wow.
So my question is, obviously, you know, your past experience determines who you are today as far as, you know, you're a lover.
Yeah.
Is he saying he's not a great lover? Was he the one-night stand or some other guy?
No, some other guy was the inadequate lover. And when she met him, her last sexual experience was with somebody who wasn't that great. So he came in and it was like, he did a pretty decent job. And she was like,
oh, okay, I got you now.
Right, because the bar was low.
Now, Portia, have you ever been with anyone inadequate? And does that affect how you feel about lovers after that?
Let me answer you. All of my exes were inadequate lovers, okay?
Wow.
That's how that goes.
Wow. Damn, Dennis.
They were all horrible.
Damn, Dennis.
Horrible. And Dennis is my current fiance and my love, honey.
So he came in and knocked it
terribly
out.
Inadequate.
Or did he knock it out? Or it's just they were all so bad that she was like, well, I guess you're better than...
They were all so bad. They were all so bad that I was virginal when I got with Dennis.
Oh,
wow. Oh my God.
You reversed it.
I didn't say virgin. I said virginal. Like virginist.
The revirginator.
All right, y'all, it's time for another
Thursday. All right, y'all, honey. Now, that's right, baby. Now, first up is Miss Kelly Rowland, honey. Now, the singer who turned 39 in February, she shared this picture and captioned it, it's not a thirst trap. I'm just going to leave this here. #39. No, all right, y'all. Now, just because these traps say, honey, it's not a thirst trap, baby, does that change anything, honey? Is it a thirst trap?
I don't know. Like, yeah, she's just proud of her body. She's 39, and, like, some people can't keep it together that well. She's
She looks great.
Or nothing.
She's a good
friend.
She's a sweetheart, but she is. Yes. This is a thirst trap.
Here's
okay?
why I say it's not. Here's what? Why I say it's not.
Come
yes,
on.
Her body looks great, but her hair is not done. Makeup is not
said
done.
That?
Oh,
so it's not
God.
Like she's Y'all trying too hard. It's like she was in the bathroom.
It ain't done.
And she's trying to pull her panties down so you can see her pubic hair. No, that's a thirst trap.
I love it. Thirst trap. I say thirst trap.
If you put thirst trapping she in does. Your caption, you're saying that you want to be on Dish Nation. That's what you're
yes.
saying right there, right?
That's right.
All right, y'all. Next up, fashion designer Vera Wang dropped these pics showing off a sports bra and a sparkly hair clip, y'all.
Wow.
With the caption, category is backyard bling. Now, hold on, y'all. Vera didn't mention her age, but social media was gagging when they realized this lady is 70 years old.
Wow. Get it, Vera.
She looks like a 14-year-old girl.
70.
She could be on to catch a predator as one of those people playing that they're young, but they're really old.
She's a vampire. It's no way in hell. Look at her abs, y'all. Look at her abs. Look at her stomach. You can see the abs in her stomach, and she's 70.
Yeah. Well, you know what? She's 70. I think when you're 70, any picture you post is not a thirst trap.
Yeah. Right.
I'm like, I'm 70 years old?
Yeah.
Right.
It's not a thirst trap.
Well, what do you call it?
Yeah. Right. Agree. All right, let's move on then to the next one. We have January Jones. She's from Mad Men. She's the actress on that show. She shared this pic on Instagram with the caption, "Thanks and peace for all the Insta love." Now, before we decide on this one, you can check out her story, because on Instagram, she shared a similar picture on her Insta story, but it's the full-length version. We're looking at the waist-up version here, but the story shows the full-length version, and we can see that she's wearing sweatpants and house slippers.
Right.
So that may change your mind. Is it less of a thirst trap if you know underneath that she's got sweatpants and slippers on?
Still looks sexy.
Because you see the twin towers, she's trying to show those off. She threw the two fingers up to let you know that there are two in there. She definitely cropped it to make it a thirst trap.
Oh, that's good, head crack. That's good.
I will say this. Mm-mm. I will say that it's a thirst trap only because she trapped your ass and she got you thirsty. Then she trapped you at the end because she showed you she wasn't really dressed. So it was like she trapped you, but it was like
still,
a trick, like a
she's still trapping you because she's got her legs spread with her sweatpants on. Sitting like that.
She's tearing out.
All right, y'all. Well, y'all remember Jesse Williams, right? Yes, the messy divorce from his ex-wife, Erin Drake Lee. Well, he has a current girlfriend who I love. Oh, she's such a great dancer. Her name is Taylor Page, and she posted this sexy couple thirst trap onto the Instagram with this caption. Right after we bickered over some dumb laugh out loud, come here, head ass.
Wow.
What do y'all think about this beautiful couple? Is this a thirst trap?
Bang that tramp thirst trap. She's trying to get back at his ex-wife. I don't like nothing like that, honey. I don't like her. That's thirst trap.
And the way she arched it back, too, showing stomach, like she's trying to show off.
I think he's doing something really gentleman-like, which is pulling her thong out of her butt, like, because it's probably... You know, a wedgie.
Oh, he's trying to get inside of a one or two.
No, he's trying to help her pop her thong out of her butt. That's all.
He's playing that G string like a guitar.
He's trying to slide it to the side. Thirst trap.
It's a thirst trap.
It's thirst trap.
All right, most people's driver's license pictures aren't that great, right? But after the break, we're going to show you Kylie Jenner's. I can't wait to show you this after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, y'all, it looks like actor Jonah Hill has 376 reasons to celebrate.
Wow.
So Jonah recently took to Instagram to share some unusual news, y'all. He said that he surpassed Samuel L. Jackson's record for the most curse words uttered on film.
Wow.
Really? Wow. I thought that was impossible. Me too, okay? So he shared the article with the caption, "So many people to thank at @MartinScorsese_. Thanks for pushing me over the edge." And of course, the great Samuel L. Jackson, humbled. Also, new report, LOL. What team of scientists cracked this one? Lots of love. Okay. Now, according to Buzz Bingo study, Jonah has personally dropped 376 words in his films, while Sam Jack only racked up 301 profanities in his movie. So what y'all think about that?
Let Samuel Jackson get one more movie in, he's going to knock that down. He's going to get the 400.
I feel like somebody miscounted. So, Chewy, are you surprised that somebody passed Samuel Jackson's curse words?
You know what? I'm kind of surprised because Samuel L. Jackson has had a lot longer career than Jonah.
Exactly.
And they might be inflating the numbers a little bit just to dethrone our man Samuel. But you know what? Knowing Samuel L. Jackson, I think he's going to come back and make a movie with all cuss words. So stay tuned for that, y'all, because it's going to be lit.
All right, well, moving on. Young billionaire Kylie Jenner's out here getting a billionaire flex on Instagram. So she shared a close-up of a driver's license photo, and it wasn't a simple pic. It was a full-on glam shot. Check it out.
Yes, indeed.
Wow. Okay.
Looking just like herself. Wow. Now, Portia, what do you think of Kylie's driver's license pic? Now, you've taken some pretty epic photos in the past. Even your mugshot looked pretty glammed up. So this is kind of par for your course.
First of all, we ain't talking about mugshots, head crack. We are talking about driver's license pictures. I think she killed it. Listen, you know when you're going to go take your picture, okay? So make sure you have your face beat or whatever. And guess what? I found out that when you renew your license, they try to use the same damn picture. So you better be looking good.
Yes, they do.
Now, out of everybody in here, who has, like, the most glammed up, you know, driver's license picture? Like, I mean, Brad is always dressed to the nines. You know, Chewy always keep the beard game on point. Gary always got some designer on, but you can only see the neck.
Well, my thing is this, honey. I have a very nice driver's license, honey. So, if y'all want me to show you, baby, let me show y'all mine, honey.
Oh!
Finally! Nice. A close-up picture.
I love it,
baby. Come on through, hunty.
Yeah.
In the frame. Like, how far back were you standing, sir?
Oh, baby, you know, I made sure I told him I want the whole illusion, baby. So if you can't get the whole illusion, you will not get a picture. Nah.
I didn't know Tinsley was born in 1997. Damn, Tinsley's a little young tenderoni.
Yeah.
Young as hell, operation. All right, y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
Ladies, need a stylish handbag? Well, I've got just what you need. This 3-in-1 handbag is perfect if you're looking for versatility. And as you can see, the bag is lightweight and it can be styled in 3 different ways. You can wear it as a clutch, crossbody, or even handheld. Plus, the material is 100% leather and perfect for any wardrobe.
Oh, Brad, tell me more.
Well, Portia, this trendy style features an optional detachable leather strap, allowing you to wear it as a crossbody when you'd rather be hands-free, and it comes in 8 different colors, y'all.
Ooh, how much is it, Brad?
Well, usually the TMRW Studio Mateo Genuine Leather and Suede 3-in-1 handbags has been seen as high as $125. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's just
$29.
$29? That's
good
deal. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, up next, our man Andrew Freund sits down with Ken Jeong and the rest of the cast of the new movie Scoob. That's coming up right after the break, all right?
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, welcome back to Dish Nation. I am here today with the cast of Scoob. First up, Jason Isaacs, welcome.
I'm first.
You're first?
But I'm the guinea pig in many ways, then, that means. You might get better at these interviews.
Who knows? I mean, I guess my first question for you is growing up, did you watch the show? Did you identify with the characters?
Well, first of all, I resent the fact that you think I'm grown up. And secondly, yes, I did. I grew up watching Scooby-Doo. Saturday morning in Britain was children's TV. I would be glued to the sofa all Saturday morning. And Scooby-Doo was on, as was The Wacky Races, which had Dick Dastardly and Muttley. And of course, the fabulous Penelope Pitstop, who was my first celebrity crush. So the notion that however many hundreds of years later, someone would ask me to be in a film where those two worlds overlap was just mind-blowing.
Now, I wanted to give you both the opportunity to create your dream celebrity-driven mystery-solving endeavor. We'll say. I'm going to give each of you 3 celebrities that you would like to solve mysteries with.
Okay.
I get it.
Okay. All right.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Just get ready. Easy. Number one, Kiersey Clemons. Number two, Mark Wahlberg. And number three, Gina Rodriguez. We're just going to solve crimes. I think Gina and Mark, they'll be kind of like the, you know, the role model, you know, police duo. And it's kind of like a buddy cop movie. And me and Kiersey, we're going to play kind of like this kind of Lethal Weapon odd couple. Mm. Like she'll be Deidre. And, you know, I'll be Dino. So it won't be exactly like Scoob.
And then I say stuff like, chill out, playa.
I was like, what does that mean? The AC isn't on. What? What are you talking about? I'm going to retire.
Kiersey, who would be in your group to solve mysteries?
Okay, so mine's going to be a little bit more left field. Mm. Mine's going to be made up of female rappers. So mine's going to be Cardi B, Doja Cat, and Megan Thee Stallion. And we're gonna just twerk our way through the universe, solving crimes, you know. Flipping it all on its head. Literally, twerking on the handstand.
Okay, well, so very important question for you is, Scooby is all about the snacks. And I wanna know, what are Will's snacks? What does Will like to snack on?
I am a real ice cream person. Ice cream, brownie sundaes, cobblers, everything a la mode, you know, hamburger should come a la mode as far as I'm concerned.
And finally, wrapping up, it wouldn't be an interview with Ken unless he took us out with his version of the Dish Nation theme song. It can come in any form, but Ken likes to sing the Dish Nation theme song. Ken, please take us out.
Yeah, it'll be like, Dish Nation, y'all. If you want to do it like that, we can do it again, take two. Dish Nation, y'all.
Thank you, guys. It's great. We've been blessed. Sorry, Nora.
We've been blessed to give you two tracks, Dish Nation, y'all.
Thank you, Ken. Always good to see you guys. Thank you. Well, that's a wrap for me. Be sure to check out Scoob On Demand right now. But first, there's more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. And bars getting ready to reopen in a few cities. There's one Virginia chef who will fill a void of customers in his restaurant with, drum roll please, mannequins. Yes.
Whoa,
mannequins. Okay. Weird. Yes. So there's a new restriction for Virginia restaurants, y'all. They must limit dining room seating to 50% of their usual capacity, right? So the Inn at Little Washington Restaurant will have well-dressed mannequins seated at empty tables, so their restaurant still appears to be busy, okay? Servers will have to attend to the mannequins, which includes a one-sided conversation or pouring them some drinks. Frank, do you think this is a unique way to fill empty seats? What?
Well, yeah, it's a very unique way, especially in Virginia, but out here in Los Angeles, we've been doing this long before the pandemic. You could walk into any bar or restaurant before the pandemic and see a bunch of plastic women who won't talk to you.
Oh. So I will say this, Brett, you'll probably agree. I think girls would have an easier time with this because from the time we're little, we had doll babies set up. We had situations set up.
It's like
we
were in a doll house.
Right. Yeah, we were talking to where the dolls. Yeah. Like, so we're just like, oh, cool. No problem. Right. You know, men might be like, this was a little weird. But
does anybody else find this creepy as hell? I find it creepy as hell. I couldn't. I don't think I could eat with a mannequin next to me.
Their fashion is hard, but they must not have black people there because I would feel like a slave, honey, if I was up there looking at those fashions, baby. Those fashions are very slavish back in the day.
Yeah. That is a little weird. And why not have some black mannequins?
Are they pumping in crowd sounds as well? So it sounds like the place is full.
Yeah, so
that's hilarious.
And do you think that mannequin that's being proposed to said yes or no?
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com and take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.